We continue today with lesson number 80. Can you believe we are studying Baruch Hashem together, Mishnayos Maseches Kelim, for 80 days? So lesson number 80, we're deep, almost near the end, near the end of the 19th Perek. Today we'll be doing Mishnayos 8 and 9, Perek Yutes, Mishneches and Mishnetes. Haturmel. Turmel is a knapsack. A leather knapsack. And in the leather knapsack, there are pockets. So, the halacha is, if the turmel is shenifchaso, the turmel becomes torn, and a knapsack, it no longer has a function, but the pockets inside the knapsack are still intact. Kis shebetocho tomet. So the pocket in the turmel remains tome. Remains tome. Ve'eino chibrulo. The pocket is not considered an integral part of the turmel. The turmel. The little pocket inside the big knapsack is not considered part of it. They're two separate entities, so to speak. A chemes is a pouch or a flask made of leather, hide, in which you keep liquids, wine, oil, even water, etc. Now, when you make this chemes in primitive times, you would take an animal and flay it, and you would flay it from the bottom part upwards, from the hind legs upwards, so that the hide would include the testicles of the male animal which you are flaying. So when you have the intact chemes, you have a pouch made of animal hide, raw hide, with two little testicles, little balls, eggs protruding. And the liquid in the chemes fills those beitzim, fills those eggs, those little pockets. So the Mishnah says, "Hachemes shebeitzim shelo mikablos imo." If you have a chemes which holds liquid, and its beitzim, its little pockets, pouches of testicles, also hold liquid, v'nifchasu, and now these eggs, these little pockets, are torn and can no longer retain liquid. Tohoros, they become no longer susceptible to the tumor. She'enon mekablos kedarkon, because the base kibul is no longer functional. Whatever you put into this chemes will leak out of the holes in these beitzim. Even though they can still hold something, but since they cannot hold what they were designed to hold, what they were intended to hold in the previous manner, they are tohorim, they are not tome anymore. Teva, now, where this Mishnah Tes is kind of a comparison to Mishnah Zayin. In Mishnah Zayin, we learned about a box or a trunk whose door, whose opening was on top. The lid was on top. In that case, it was not metame tumas medras, because if a zav would sit on the top of it, he would be told, get off that, because we got to open it from the top and put stuff inside the trunk. So it's not a seat. Now in Mishnah Tes, we're speaking of a teva shepischo mitzido, a teva whose opening is from its side. It has like a door in the side out of which you take things and into which you put things. If a zav sits on top of that teva, no one's going to tell him, hey, buddy, get off of it, because they don't need him to get off of it. They can use the box, put things in and take things out when he's sitting on top. So therefore, tumei or midras, if a zav sits there, it does become an av hatumah. No one's going to tell him, amod v'na'aseh melachteinu. No one's going to say to him, get off there, we got to do our work, because they can do their work taking things in and out of the box without his getting off of the top of it. Utumei mace, and of course, it could also mekabel tumas mace and other tumas as well. Omer Rav Yossi, wait, Amosai, when is it metame tumas medras? V'zman she'eino gavoa asoro tvochim. If it is not 10 tvochim high. Meaning, it's easy to sit on it. You don't got to go climbing up on it. It's within 10 tvochim the ground. There's not a nice bench you can sit on. So it's mekabel tumah tumas medrash. Oh, she'ein lo lizbeis tefach. Or if it doesn't have a rim around it. Because if it has a rim around the top, it's going to be hard for him to sit on it. Because if he sits on it, it's going to, excuse me, it's going to not be very comfortable. So therefore, it's not mekabel tumas medrash. It's not a moshav. It's not something Azov is going to sit on. But it's still, of course, mekabel tumas meis, even if it's higher than 10 tefachim, and even if it has a lizbeis tefach around its top. Nifchaso, suppose this box now has a big hole in it. Milimalon, on the top of it, tumea tumas meis. It's still mekabel tumas meis, because it still is a functional box. But it's not mekabel tumas medrash, because without a top, it's not a bench. Not a bench, it's not royal yeshiva, it's not royal medrash, it's not mekabel tumas zaf. It's not, doesn't become an av hatumah like a moshav hazaf. Nifchisom melamaton, suppose there's a hole in the bottom of this box. Now it's not royal kibul, but you can still sit on top of it, because the top is okay, the bottom is no good, so everything's going to fall out of it, but the zaf can still sit on top of it. So Rabmeyeh metameh. Rabmeyeh says it is metameh tumas medrash. Because since it's royal yeshiva, he can sit on the top, which is intact. And the halacha is, as we will learn in Mitzvah Hashem one day, in Meseches Nida Perek Vov Mishneh Gimel, that the halacha is, if something is mekabel tumas medrash, it is also, by virtue of the fact that it's mekabel tumas medrash, it is also mekabel tumas meis and other tumas. So according to Rab Meir, if you have this box's trunk, where the original hole was in the side, and the bottom is now broken, but the top is intact. So since the top is intact, it's royal yeshiva. It's royal midras. It can become an avat tumah if a zav sits on it. So therefore is mekabel all kinds of tumas, even tumas meis and other tumas. But, v'chachomim mitaharim. The chachomim say, no, it remains tar, this box. Because the main purpose of this box is not to be sat on by a zav. The main purpose of this box is to hold whatever it's supposed to hold. And now that function is no longer open, because whatever you put in the box is going to fall out of the bottom once you move the box. The major purpose of this box is storage. And you can't have storage in a trunk if the trunk has no bottom. So the ikur shimush, the main function, is gone. No, if the main function is gone, botlo hatfela, so it might have a subsidiary function. Yeah, it could be used by this gav, zav, who's taking a stroll, he gets tired, he wants to sit down on it. Yeah, but that's not his main function. So therefore, this box is not mekabel tumah at all if it is nifchaso milamaton, if it has a big hole in its bottom. So we have completed Mishnah Tes, and the process have concluded lesson number 80. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, we will learn Mishnah, the next Mishnah, and thereby finish the 19th Perek and even begin the 20th Perek. For now, we have completed lesson number 80.